everyone. Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. So I want to talk about some simple ideas to add a little charm, make a connection with your customers. I was inspired by this trip to this funky little restaurant my wife and I visited the other day. Fabulous meal at this restaurant called the Truffles Pigs. The Truffle Pigs Bistro. What a great name that is. They have amazing food. They're located in the Canadian Rockies, just a hop and a skip from Lake Louise, in the beautiful little mountain town of Field, BC. And they do a few simple little fun, crazy things to add a little charm and connection to their customers. On their menu, for example, they include a funny, personalized, and charming introduction to the owners, restaurant, and staff, who they refer to as the quirky small-town cast. I don't care how serious your business is or what business you are in, everyone should take a page from their menu. Your customers, not to mention prospective employees, want to meet the real people lurking behind the professional titles and roles. Don't give people the blahs with all the blah, blah, blah talk on your website, annual reports, organization charts, or wherever you mention your employees. Instead, introduce everyone from the big kahuna on down using real conversational language. Include fun, personalized photos. Or include photos of everyone's dogs or kids. Share their personal interests, passions, or nicknames. Explain why they are great to work with or why they love working with you in your organization. Just do something to put a human face on your business like the Truffles Pigs did to help people connect with you. Secondly, they have this giant blackboard above the bar with a list of words to live by. All these hilarious, funny, just quotes, deep thoughts, such as this one from Stephen Wright. A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. So, you know, create a fun, deep thought board. And for bonus points, what you want to do is make it sure it's relevant. Tie it to your profession, your business, your customers' concerns, your location. The third thing they do that's very cool is they have a list of things field people don't understand. In other words, people who live in this little town of Field, what don't they understand? Things like traffic jams or long summers. So this helps give visitors a sense of the community while connecting to the local community by listing things only the locals would relate to and laugh about. It's that insider humor that works so well. So what could you do in your business to connect to the local community in a fun way? Maybe it's a top 10 reason we love working in blank list, or a local heroes wall of fame, or a trivia list related to your community. Just do something that gives your customers and employees a great sense of place in your business. And now my fun at work tip, also inspired by the Truffle Pigs Bistro. They have a gong at the side of the bar. I love this. And they have a list on a blackboard above the gong of the gong rules. Now, the gong rules include things such as being allergic to salt, being allergic, quote unquote, to salt, asking for the Wi-Fi password before saying hello, asking for American cheese, or taking life too seriously. If anyone violates any of their 10 gong rules, they bang the gong as a fun way to razz the offending individual. This is a great idea that any workplace can adopt. Set up a gong or some other creative means of flagging your own unique list of gong rules. The gong rules might include texting while trying to speak to someone, gossiping, or using a buzzword that you are trying to avoid. You could also have one in your meeting room to use anytime someone violates one of your meeting commandments. And the deep thought of the week. I already did the deep thought of the week. It was the Stephen Wright one. It was brilliant, wasn't it? A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. So let's move right on to It's a Wacky World. As I'm doing this podcast, we're coming up to Saturday, September 19th, which is one of my favorite wacky themed days, International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So break out your eye patch and start practicing your piratees. Visit TalkLikeAPirateDay.com to learn how to talk like a pirate and practice up on the latest lingo. And remember, to err is human, but to R is pirate. And if you want a list of all the wacky theme days, cruise over to my website, www.humoratwork.com. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.